I'm in Wales.
I like Wales. A lot. I don't really like the drive to Wales,
because from the other side of the country, it's always a bit motorway-y. Well, A14 and then motorway-y. And coming to Cardiff, the capital of Wales, I don't get to see many mountains. I do get to see the coast, though, and I'm looking out on my balcony right now. Looking out from my balcony, should I say, and I can see a shadowy parkland beneath me and then the water beyond and a very busy bridge, which you might be able to hear in the background, and the occasional silhouette of a seagull, although I can't see the moon. It must be behind me. And nice hotel, stayed here before. I'm on the same floor as I stayed before, but no kidding, I had a full-on suite. I can actually see the balcony if I look up here to my left. Of the suite I had last time, it was massive. It was bigger than the ground floor of most of my house, and I felt very spoilt. And so when I walked in here to this very nice room with the balcony overlooking the sea, yeah, I thought, oh well, it's not the same as last time. Then quickly remembered, I'm in a nice hotel. I've also just cracked a beer because it feels like the middle of the night. It's not even 7 o'clock, and that said beer is tasty. I'm waiting for people to drive in from all over the place. I'll be having dinner later on tonight at a fusion Indian restaurant place, and tomorrow I had a momentary scare because I thought I was completely and utterly unprepared. I read an email that looked like something else was expected from me, from the thing I had in my diary. But no, totally cool. I'm completely prepped. I'm on the top floor of the hotel here, and there's a hell of a rushing of air sound above me. I wonder if I'm just beneath the air conditioners for the whole building. I've also got this. Check this out. Lovely squeaky horror door, and it's all adding to the ambiance of seasideness. I went for a run, as I do every day this morning, and I did dream of daydream as I'm running along, no music as normal, and I just kind of let my mind wander a lot, and I was thinking about going fell running, running a mountain or something really wild and without people. Not the Wales I'm in currently, that's for sure. And I ended up writing a poem in my head, one that I actually wrote down. Don't worry, I won't recite it right here, right now. Because as much as I used to like writing versification, lyrics, words, poetry in my younger years, it's been a very long time since I've been kind of inclined to write anything like that down. But I was running and memorizing, and then when I got back home, writing, and I jotted it down for my diary, and I don't know if it's any good, but it really fit the moment. Thinking of mountains and impermanence and the insignificance of humanity in the grand scheme of things. And as I look around me now, I'm thinking, wow, there's an awful lot of one of my favourite words, detritus for an insignificant humanity. So what else has happened this week other than going running and writing poetry? I resurrected a very old Facebook account, 2007 I think it is. Well, very old for me because I never really used it. If you look at the timeline of things that happen, it goes 2007 and then there's like a massive leap to, I think there's one or two posts in every year, if that, just trying to keep it going. There's lots of reasons for it. There was a kind of more and more people that just not using Twitter or not using any social media other than Facebook that I wanted to get in touch with, and that just seemed to be the easiest option. Quick search, boom, you're there. There's family all over the world who don't use any of the social media other than Facebook, and it's an easy way to reconnect. But also for work, it's interesting, even though it's a right pain in the ass. It really is a pain in the ass just being a part of a social network that is, you know, is designed to play games for your attention and drag you into this time suck. It's something that I need to understand more for work, you know, just being able to compare the mechanisms of interaction that occur there compared to other places. It is valuable, it is, and I'm on a very steep learning curve, because my abstinence has been just as much of a protest as it has a conscious decision to spend 8 hours of the day doing other things than being sucked into a timeline. It makes me appreciate the microblogging platforms more so, and I'm the kind of person that does not read every tweet, and yet it looks like Facebook is geared towards you reading absolutely everything in the timeline, which I would advise against, even though I am not connecting with anybody outside of family and long-lost school friends on my actual personal old Facebook account. I do have the page facebook.com/documentally. That's facebook.com/documentally, where I am sharing stuff that I might not necessarily share on my Twitter account, just so that I can understand how that side of thing works as well. And oh my god, the complexities of just understanding what's happening where, who can see what. It's impossible, really. I don't think Facebook wants you to know who can see what where, because I'm imagining they want everything to be public to suck people into your timeline and all the rest of it. So yeah, that was a kind of a big happening, I guess, if you consider my abstinence. So if you do search and you find me on Facebook, and you've followed me and I haven't followed back, don't worry. I've got something like 32 people who have done that, and I just don't want to use it for that. You know, if you're on Twitter, then let's talk on Twitter. Let's DM and have conversations on Twitter. More than happy. And if I'm not following you on Twitter, and I should be, let me know. I just don't see Facebook as that kind of channel or place for me. It's not that I'm giving away any massive personal secrets on there. I just don't want another massively bloated channel if I'm already conversing with those people elsewhere. So, apologies for my arrogance or whatever it comes across as, but you know, it's certainly not my favourite place on the internet. I'm looking forward to there being a simplified, open source version that takes the world by storm. Wouldn't that be lovely? Where we are not the product, where you don't download an app like "What word do you use the most?" and then, lo and behold, more data than you could ever possibly imagine has been scraped and archived, and it's starting to look nefariously so, that for not good reasons. Well, when is your data scraped ever for good reasons? It's like, ooh, thanks, excellent, thank you for scraping my data. It's such a relief that my data has been scraped. Never, because it's literally out there to be flogged to people that want to try and sell you crap. That's on the light side. That's the glass half full side. You know, it might well be that you find passports being cloned with your images and information attached. And on that note, I am still looking forward to my fusion Indian dinner that's coming up in an hour and a half. And do you know what? I think I might go and try and have a kip. I might go into my hotel room, which is going to sound like this, and shut the air conditioning and the hiss of traffic and the chaos of the Cardiff coastline behind me. I'm going to go past my reclining leather chair. Oh, yes. Got two of them in here, reclining leather chairs. I didn't know they were reclining until I sat on them and had a bit of a scare. And walk across my room. This is how big my room is. Okay, my back is to the window right now. And I'm going to walk paces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And this is the door with the little thing that you peek through to see if anybody's outside. But only people with big rooms are outside here. And there's a very long drop. You step outside and look over the railing. And a very long drop with a massive Christmas tree at the bottom. First public Christmas tree I've seen, I think. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's coming quickly, isn't it? Bathroom is equipped with a bath, which is always nice. Nice to have the three B's, a bed, a bath, and of course biscuits. Four B's. Actually, this one has got a Bible as well, which I did find when I was looking for a fridge. It doesn't have a fridge, which is why I had to drink my beer immediately. And it's chocolate chip and vanilla are the biscuits here. Of course, no expense spared. So that's me in my room. I'm going to sit on the, lie down actually, on the big bed. Grab 20 minutes, power nap, and then go out, have a meet and eat, which is short for meeting and eating. And then hopefully, an early night. Please, don't let it end in karaoke or anything of that kind of nature. Yeah, can do that at debacle tonight. Just loss of sleep. Hence the need for a kip. Good night.